Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to bask in the presence of the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, the fragrance of favor. Today is the 15th day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful Tuesday. And I'll be looking at a topic that says, the fragrance of favor. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 8. I need thee every hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah chapter 1 to chapter 3. And our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 16 verse 15. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 15, which says, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of a latter rain. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 44 from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 44 from verse 1 to 5. From verse 1 it reads, we have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days. In the days long ago, with your hands you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the people and you made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their hand bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is the fragrance of flavor, or favors, rather, the fragrance of favor. Our manual today reads, in Numbers chapter 6 from verse 22 to 27, God commanded the priest to bless the Israelites and declare that his face will shine upon them. When God's face shines on you, you will receive a fragrance of his favor that will ensure that everywhere you go, people will find themselves showing you favor without knowing why. In 1976, while I was a young lecturer, I attended a global conference of applied mathematicians in Canada as one of two delegates from Nigeria. At that time, I had only written 12 academic papers. In contrast, the man who gave the opening speech at the conference had published 150 papers. He spoke about the mathematics of the rain. I had never heard anything like that before. I looked around and asked, God, what am I doing here? I was supposed to present my paper the next day, so I prayed to God all night that he should glorify his name in my life during my presentation. I also prayed that the man wouldn't attend my presentation because he was probably going to think to himself? He was going to think, who brought this idiot here? The time for my presentation came, and behold, the man was sitting right in front of me. However, when I finished presenting my paper, he stood up and began to clap. When everybody saw him clapping, they got up and began to clap too. My paper was not as special as the other papers that had been presented, but God had put his fragrance of favor on me. when God puts his favor upon you, things will work effortlessly in your favor. When he puts his favor on the Israelites, the Egyptians who are tormented and tortured them for 130 years gave them everything they asked for. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 12 verse 36 that, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. God's favor on the man will make even those who hate him to do everything to bless him. They will not understand why they are going the extra mile to give him all he needs. God's favor on Esther made everyone who looked at her to accept her immediately. It also made the king choose her out of the many other damsels, like we see in Esther chapter 2 from verse 15 to 17. When God lifts his countenance upon a fellow, that person becomes attractive to everyone who looks at him or her. I pray that God will lift his countenance upon you in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And I don't want you to only be the partaker. I want you to also invite others to come and listen to the Word of God. This might just be the only way you can evangelize. This might just be the way you can bless somebody today. And how can you be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.